ICE arrests illegal immigrant wanted in connection to deadly Minnesota DUI crash. By Hannah Knudsen on May 21, 2025. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested an illegal immigrant wanted in connection to a deadly DUI crash, which resulted in the death of a Minneapolis mother. Despite local authorities refusing to honor the suspect's ICE detainers not once, but twice. The fatal head-on crash occurred on August 2, 2024. The suspect, German Adriano Langari Inga, is said to have crossed a double yellow line crashing into another vehicle head-on, according to the criminal complaint. The vehicle he hit, a Dodge Durango, was carrying three individuals, two adults and a teenager. The adult driver, later identified as Victoria Eileen Harwell, died at the hospital. The other two individuals in the car were said to be her sister and daughter. Court documents indicate that officers could smell a strong odor of alcohol from the Ecuadorian illegal immigrant. His blood alcohol level was 0.172, twice the legal limit. A test of a blood sample collected by police about 2.5 hours later found his blood alcohol content was 0.141%. Still well above the legal limit, Homeland Security noted in a press release on his capture. He was charged with vehicular homicide, and ICE placed a detainer for Langari Inga 2 days after the incident. However, Homeland Security states that the Hennepin County Jail refused to honor the detainer, and he was released without notification to ICE on August 6, 2024. Langari Inga was arrested again on May 10, 2025 on an outstanding warrant for vehicular homicide by the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office and ICE placed a detainer the same day. Yet, he was released yet again on May 13 with no notification to ICE. ICE finally arrested Langari Inga once and for all on May 16, 2025. Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement that ICE was able to successfully arrest the criminal illegal alien despite a lack of cooperation from local Minnesota authorities. This criminal illegal alien has been evading prosecution for vehicular homicide that resulted in the death of Minnesota mom, Victoria Eileen Harwell, McLaughlin stated. Despite Hennepin County refusing to honor this criminal illegal alien's detainer twice, ICE officers tracked him down and removed this criminal from Minnesota's streets. She continued, noting that Democrat Governor Tim Walz should be thanking ICE not using despicable rhetoric. Remember, sanctuary politicians are fighting for criminal illegal aliens, she added. President Trump and Secretary Noem are fighting for the victims of illegal alien crime, like Eileen Harwell. This comes as ICE continues operations across the U.S. For example, following week-long ICE raids in Houston, 400 illegals were arrested and 500 deported.